Welcome to the Softball Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. Today we're going to talk about one of the most unique positions in softball, catching. There's a lot of controversy about catching, but one thing is certain. The catcher is the only player on the field who stands in foul territory and can see the whole playing field without turning around. He has a head-on view of everything that is happening in fair territory, and that gives him the opportunity to be very important to the rest of his team. But let's start at the beginning. And I think the best way to begin our discussion of catching is to start with the lyrics of a song about right field. Paul Stuckey, the Paul of Peter, Paul, and Mary, sang a song about it. Saturday mornings when I was a kid, we'd run to the schoolyard, and here's what we did. We'd pick out the captains and we'd choose up the teams. It was always a measure of my self-esteem, 'cause the fastest, the strongest, played shortstop and first. The last ones they picked were the worst. I never needed to ask, it was sealed, I just took up my place in right field. Playing right field? It's easy, you know. You can be awkward, and you can be slow. Playing right field can be lonely and dull. Little leagues never have lefties that pull. I'd dream of the day they'd hit one my way. They never did, but still I would pray that I'd make a fantastic catch on the run and not lose the ball in the sun. And then I'd awake from this long reverie and pray that the ball never came out to me. In baseball, it's right field. But in softball, it's catcher. Yes, I'm talking about the place you hide your worst player. But wait, is that a wise idea? As one catcher pointed out, when the first baseman makes an error, the runner is safe at first. If the shortstop makes a bad throw to second, the runner's safe at second. But when the catcher makes an error, the other team chalks up a run. So which position is the most critical? I asked longtime catchers from around the country their thoughts on being a catcher. Should you really put your worst player behind the plate? Opinions were mixed. In the lower levels of church league and rec ball, where the players are just out to have fun and don't have a lot of athletic ability, most people agreed that putting your worst player at catcher is probably a good idea. The pitcher can cover home and plays at the plate, and a poor athlete at catcher does less damage than at many other positions. But in competitive ball and tournament play, the catcher is critical and can absolutely and instantly affect the outcome of the game. How many games have you seen end with a runner scoring from third as the catcher tries to snag the throw from the outfield, block the plate, tag the runner, and not drop the ball? A catcher can be critical in many other ways, too, and we'll talk about those in the next program. But I want to end this episode of In the Softball Corner with a discussion of the question, should the catcher stand or kneel behind the plate? When I asked for a discussion of tips for catchers, I was surprised that this topic was so hotly debated. It seems that catchers who had played college or pro baseball preferred kneeling, just like a baseball catcher does, but players who didn't catch baseball preferred standing. I prefer standing for several reasons. It takes longer to get up and chase a foul ball if you're kneeling. It makes it harder to race the batter to first when the bases are empty and you want to back up a throw to the first baseman. For some people, it's hard to balance on their toes. And for old-timers like me, it's just painful. So if you prefer kneeling, have at it. But if you haven't kneeled before, there's really no need to switch. Okay, we're just getting started with our look at the catcher. Next time, we'll talk about ways the catcher can help his team besides the obvious making putouts at home plate. For more articles about playing adult slow-pitch softball, check out the bottom of my website at softballmanual.com. Thanks for listening. In the Softball Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.